Jelly Oil Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time, by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. But now, let's talk about dogs for a while. About two different kinds of dogs. Lazy dogs and wide-awake dogs. Now, you've all seen lazy dogs. Poor old lazy hound dogs that somebody has to push off a porch to start them moving. And you all know plenty of wide-awake dogs. Those perky, peppy little fellows, always ready to run like a streak of grease lightning the minute you say go. Well, you know, those two different kinds of dogs are just like the two different kinds of gasoline I want you to tell your dad about. There are lazy gasolines and wide-awake gasolines, just as there are lazy dogs and wide-awake dogs. So you ask Dad if he's using a lazy gasoline. One that's slow-starting, sluggish, logy, and low-powered. Then ask him why he doesn't use Skelly Tailor-Made Aromax gasoline. Because Skelly Tailor-Made Aromax is a wide-awake gasoline. It starts like a flash. It has get-up-and-go. It's fast on the pickup and powerful in the pull. Like an ever-faithful pal, it's always ready to dig into a job when there's a job to be done. Now, there are several reasons why Skelly Aromax is a wide-awake gasoline. First, it's wide-awake because it's weather-right. It's tailor-made to give you quick starting and smooth performance in your weather. That saves drain on your battery, too. And next, Skelly Tailor-Made Aromax is high in anti-knock value. With this high anti-knock quality, Skelly Aromax is chock-full of power and pep and getaway. Now, be sure and tell Mother and Dad, when they're off driving in the family car, to stop where they see the big red, white, and blue Skelly service station sign. Drive in and fill up with Skelly Tailor-Made Aromax gasoline. It's weather-right, and it's wide-awake, always ready to take you for a spin. It's a willing, wide-awake gasoline without the lazy drop in a tankful. So remember, every time you see a wide-awake little dog scampering down the street, all full of pep and ginger, let that remind you to tell Dad to try Skelly Tailor-Made Aromax, the wide-awake gasoline. And now to Captain at Night. Last time you remember that Ivan Shark's servant, Fang, suddenly brought his master the startling news that Captain Midnight, Chuck, Senor Pareda, and Dolores were not trapped in the underground passage, but were outside in the garden trying to escape. Now let's join Captain Midnight and his friends. They're racing along the foot of the garden wall. Night is almost over, and a pinkish tint lights the eastern sky. Listen as Chuck exclaims.
Here's a place, Red. Hmm? We can get over the wall
all
here.
Right, all right. Senorita Dolores, do you think you can make that?
See me, Capitan. With a little help, I can get over.
Well,
I will help you up, my Dolores. There now.
Wait, senor, wait. Just a second. Chuck.
Yeah, Red.
Here, give me your foot.
Okay.
All right, then up to the top of the wall with you. All right, what's on the other side?
The shack, Red. The shack that Ivan Shark uses for gasoline and oil.
All right, that's what I thought. Do you see anyone?
Not a soul.
Oh, good.
Quickly, mi capitan. This Ivan Shark, he comes now.
Yes, drop on the other side, Chuck, and help Senorita Pareda.
Okay, Red.
Oh. Listen, mi capitan. They shoot that dog.
Yes, I hear it. Quick, Senor Pareda. Give her a boost there. Hurry.
See, mi capitan. Then on, all right. Up you go, and over.
Si, senor. I will wait all night.
Look out, mi capitan. They fire at us.
Quickly, senor. Get up on the wall. Here, come here. I'll give you a lift.
But you, mi capitan.
Don't bother about me. Hurry. Put your foot in my hand. All right, then. I'll up with you. Come on.
Now, senor Pareda. I've got a box for you to drop on.
Be careful, senor Juan.
Hurry, Red. Hurry. We're getting closer.
There. Well, that was a job.
Quickly, senor. Get down to the ground before they kill you.
What now, Red? Shall we make for those planes?
Right, now, listen, Chuck, and listen carefully. You and Dolores run to those ships. Put her in the rear cockpit of one while you jump in the front seat. Start the engine, leave it idling. Then jump over to the next plane and start that engine. Set the brakes, leave the motor idling, and go back to the first. Senor Pareda and I will stand here on this box at the wall and hold back Shark and his men until you've gotten both engines going. All right, though, hurry, hurry.
Okay, Red. Come on, Dolores. Run faster than you ever did in your life.
All right, come on. Get your gun ready, Senor Pareda. Those men are getting too close for comfort.
Please, senor, I have the pistol in my hand.
That's the stuff. All right, quick now, open fire. We can't let them get any nearer.
Look, mi capitan, they stop.
All right, let's give them a couple of more shots of their feet to show them we mean business now. That's the stuff, see? I've stopped for the moment, anyway. But this is only the lull before the storm. Shark doesn't quit so easily.
We can hold them, me Capitan. See, they do not come near. Shark, you will get the engine started, and then we will be in the air.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for, senor. But we're not in those ships yet. Shark hasn't even got one engine started. Watch it now. Shark and his men are getting ready to advance. Here they come.
About 100 yards from where Senor Pereira and Captain Midnight are guarding the wall, Aif and Shark and his men are grouped at the massive door which leads from the courtyard into the garden. Close to the criminal are Gardo and Fang. Listen as Aif and Shark orders.
Keep firing, men! Stand up! $5,000 to the one who shoots Captain Midnight!
Hooray!
I'm telling you, Chief, we'll get him!
You're telling me nothing, Gardo. I have not forgotten that you left your post of duty. And it yet remains to be explained how Captain Midnight got out of that underground passage.
When we've got time, Master. We've hit them building up.
Yes, Fang. I will do that as soon as possible. Hey, look, Chief. We can only see that the Captain Midnight is in your parade. What's happened to the others?
That will not be hard to guess, Gardo. I can see Captain Midnight's plan very clearly. He's trying to hold us off while the boy Chuck Ramsey starts the engine of two of our planes.
Well, come on then, Chief. Let's get him before he does.
Listen to me, Gardo. And listen to me carefully. I am going to give you a chance to redeem yourself. You will run as quickly as possible to the meadow back of the hacienda, the plane which Captain Midnight landed in. Barker is here. You will take him as your gunner. Get into the air as quickly as possible. You must cut off any chance of escape.
Okay, Chief.
Hey, Barker! Come on!
Back, Mister! Back behind door!
Yes, Fang. That bullet almost hit me.
Captain Midnight, he is very good shot.
Yes, Fang. Too good a shot. But I will put an end to that. Now then, here is what we will do.
Yes, Master.
I am going to divide the men in two groups. You will lead one group around the garden on the outside of the wall and attack Captain Midnight on the left. I will take the others and come around to the right. With Gardo in the air and our group attacking from each side, Captain Midnight cannot possibly get away.
Yes, Master. I do as you say.
All right, men. Listen to me. We will divide into two groups.
And now, back to Captain Midnight. He and Senor Pereira are peering carefully over the walls, straining their eyes for glimpses of Ivan Shark and his men. Listen as Senor Pereira says...
We have beaten them, Senor. They do not fire the shot.
That's probably a bad sign, Senor. Shark is up to something. Oh, I hope Chuck gets those engines started soon.
Listen, me Capitan. Listen to that. We have the success. Chuck Ramsey, he has started one engine.
No, that's only the starter, Senor. Oh, wait. Ah, there she goes.
Mr. Dolores, she is in the back seat. Now, Senor Chuck, he goes to the next lane.
Ah, that's fine, Senor. If Chuck gets that other engine started right away, we make it out of this yet.
Now, he gets in the cockpit.
Uh-huh.
Soon you will hear the starter.
Hurry, Chuck, hurry!
Listen, Senor, the engine, she goes.
Yes, yes.
All right, Chuck. Set the brakes now and hurry back to that other ship.
Okay, Red!
Look, my Capitan.
Yes.
Look in that direction on our left.
Where?
Along the wall.
Oh, so that's what they're up to, eh? They've gone around and are coming on the outside of the wall. Quick, senor, follow me.
See me, Capitan.
Hurry, Red. Hurry.
Please, me, Capitan. These men, they are coming quickly.
All right. All right, now, rev your engine up, Chuck. Quick, hurry.
Okay, Red.
How is that engine, Chuck? Is she turning over all right?
She isn't turning up very good, Red. But I don't think she's warmed up enough.
Yeah, that's probably the trouble. Turn her up to half throttle.
Okay, Red.
Right. We can't take any chances on a motor failure. Listen, Senor Pereira, can you handle a machine gun?
Si, senor.
Good. Then jump on the rear cockpit of that other plane and cover those men with it. If they get much closer, shoot.
Si, mi capitan.
Look out, Fred. Look out.
Si, mi capitan. Look quickly. The men, they come from the opposite direction.
Quick, Fred, before it's too late. Jump in that ship.
Yes, I see them, Chuck. Now listen, I want you and Senorita Pereira to get away safely. In just a second, you're to give your engine the gun and take off. Fly directly to the dried lake bed. And be careful when you land.
But you, Red, what about you?
Senor Pereira and I will hold Ivan Shark and his men off long enough to give you a good start. Then we'll join you. All right, now, quick, Chuck, take off. Don't waste a second. Give her the gun, now.
Okay, Red.
Oh, be careful, Senor.
All right, now, quick, Senor Pereira. Don't let those men get closer. All right, let them have it.
See me, Capitan. Here goes. Me, Capitan. Me, Capitan. Look out behind
you. Yes, Senor, I know. Turn your gun on them. Hurry.
See me, Capitan.
That's the stuff you've driven them back. Now then, here, a burst on the other side, quick.
Si, senor.
Oh, thank heavens, Chuck's off the ground. He's over the end of the field.
Thanks, senor. Dolores, she will be safe.
Look out, senor. Don't let them get any closer.
Si, mi capitan. I am working. Now, this is for you, Ivan Chuck. You are in the cockpit, mi capitan? You are ready to fly?
Yes, senor. I'm ready. But it will wait just a few seconds. I want to be sure that Chuck has a good start.
Si, senor. These pilots of this Ivan Chuck, they must not catch my Dolores and Chuck Ramsey.
You bet they're not going to catch the nut while I'm alive. All right, watch it now. Those men are creeping up again.
Now then, take this.
I'm ready the engine up, senor, so she'll warm up faster. Don't let those men come any nearer.
Si, mi capitan. My gun is always ready to shoot.
Good. Now, don't be long now, senor. We can only hold them off a few more seconds. We'll make it.
Quick, mi capitan. Look, there's men. They get ready to come at us.
Yes. Look out. They're signaling each other. Oh, they're rushing us. We can't hold them all off. Oh, God, I've got to release the brakes, and we're going to take off. All right, now, keep firing as we go.
Si, mi capitan.
What is happening to Chuck? Let us follow him and Dolores as they roar on through the half-light of the coming dawn. Listen as Chuck exclaims.
Are you all right, Dolores? Is your safety belt buckled?
See, Chuck, I am okay.
It won't be long now. As soon as we get over the next bridge, we'll be safe.
Ah, that is good, mi amigo. I am sure. Oh!
What happened? What's the matter?
There is the black plane. It is coming close to us.
You had me scared for a second. Don't worry. It's Captain Midnight and your father.
See? Are you sure?
Of course. It couldn't be anyone else.
But he does not come from behind us. He comes from our left.
What's that? What'd you say?
And look. He dives down at us.
Coming from our left, you say? Now what? Oh, but it can't be anyone else. It's got to be Red.
Then it is all right, mi amigo. It must be as you say.
You keep watching him, and I'll bet you'll recognize Captain Midnight in a couple of seconds.
See? I am watching. But it doesn't look like Captain Midnight. Quick, Chuck. Look this way.
Now, what's in the
world? Why does he point the plane at us? And look, what is that flash?
What flash, Dolores? What do you mean?
Look, quick.
What? Flames and beacons. Those flashes are coming from machine guns. He's firing at us.
The renegade pilot Gardo is carrying out Chuck's orders too well. And Chuck Ramsey, for the first time in his career, is face to face with a situation of terrible danger. And what about Captain Midnight and Senor Pareda? Don't miss the exciting adventure next Monday. Tune in to Captain Midnight. And now, here's a friendly suggestion. When you're out in the family car tonight, tomorrow, or Sunday, just try some of that wide-awake Skelly tailor-made Aeromax. The gasoline without a lazy drop in a tankful. Remember, it's weather right for your weather wherever you are. Try it. See for yourself how fast it starts your car and how far you drive on a tank full. You'll agree, Skelly Taylor Making makes a great gasoline, a wide-awake gasoline. So on your weekend driving, stop in at any Skelly service station. And if you need oil or a lubrication job, tires, tubes, or battery service, remember, those wide-awake Skelly boys will fix you up in tip-top shape. So watch for that red, white, and blue Skelly sign with the big letter S that stands for Skelly Service. And tune in again Monday, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight, brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Until Monday, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly man, saying goodbye and...
Happy landing!